Darwin Russell. Russell hits the trainer from the lane. Ball stolen, but into the hands of Darryl White. Head fakes, can't get the shot away. Back to Bob Barnes. Right side it goes to Russell. Russell back to Barnes. High post it goes to White. Turnaround right-hander off to the right. Rebound brought down by Tank Collins. Here comes Collins. Full steam up front on the right side to Cars, who lays it up. It'll fall and it'll count, and a foul on Bob Barnes. Barnes tried to grab a hold of Cars to prevent the shot from going in, but that's when you have the shooter's touch, Mike.
Well, that he had it all the time. I thought the ball was well over the basket. It actually coming in from the right side. The ball hit the left side of the rim, kind of bounced back in and fell through. Nice touch.
I don't think there's any question that CSI is up for the game after those first turnovers. Suddenly you can see the emotional level rise.
Very much so. They are in this ball game as much as they can be in any ball game. Both teams really want this one.
Dale Karst completes a three-point play. First 8 points to Dixie. Next five to CSI. Dixie with a three-point lead. Barnes looks for help. At the right side, it goes to Darwin Russell. Will let fly from three. No good. Rebound capped by McDaniel. Rebound taken away by number 34, Brian Tucker. To Karst into forecourt. Pulling up short is Jarvis, who drills the basket. So the next 7 points go to CSI. And CSI showing why they're the defending national champs. 8-7. Dixie with a one-point lead. Barnes at the angle to Darryl White. Back out in front of Barnes. Penetrates. Pass on the wing. Stolen. Saved by Collins. No, he steps on the sidelines. Collins on the wing. Almost gets the steal. Ken Wagner giving some instruction to Darwin Russell. Is out of bounds to Dixie at side court and forecourt. So the first 8 points came almost too easy for Dixie. 17-31 left in the first half. We'll be taking note of the first Dixie dunk of the ball game. Take note of that and then listen to XV Kelly Show Monday through Friday between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Long jump shot by Russell. Short, so Russell is missed two after hitting the first one. Collins on the fly, throws the pass into the hands of Barnes to McDaniel, who slams it home. The steal by Bob Barnes. Corby McDaniel with 17-13 left in the game gets the first Dixie dunk. So take note of that. Corby McDaniel. Karst against Barnes. At the angle that goes to Jarvis, pass deflected by McDaniel underneath, going up with a shot is Tank Collins, and Collins is fouled. Second team foul on Dixie. The foul will belong to whom? It will belong to 23, Darryl White, and White with his first personal. Second team foul. Barnes has one. White has one. 16:58 left in the first half, 10-7. Dixie with the lead, and at the free throw line, Tank Collins. Collins, 6'5", freshman from Pomona, California. He is built like a tank, too. He is strong. Looks like he should have U.S. Steel written across one shoulder. Anyway, Tank Collins, head closely cropped. Almost mowed by sheep. It's close. Very short haircut. Second shot up by Collins. Good. So he hits both of them. 10-9. 1 point lead. As Collins gets both free throws. Into forecourt. Bob Barnes against that zone. At the right side, it goes to Russell. Back to Barnes. Darryl White has the notion. Gets in front of Collins. Drive shot blocked by Collins. Blocked out of bounds. Collins at 6'5", went up high. White at 6'5", also went up high, but not quite high enough to get the shot beyond Collins. The zone defense by CSI. They're going to stay in it. Make Dixie prove themselves. Shovel pass out in front to Russell. Lob back into the corner to Barnes. Barnes back to Darryl White. White penetrates. On the right side, it goes to Russell. He penetrates. Dishes off to McDaniel. Layback shot short. Rebound brought down by Collins. No foul call. Into forecourt, it goes to Dale Cart. CSI wants to set up the play to Kenny Jarvis at the angle. Pass deflected away from Tucker. Stolen by Dixie. Stolen back by Jarvis. Dishes off to DeFavea. Shot blocked by McDaniel. Blocked out of bounds. McDaniel got nothing but basketball as he challenged the big kid.
He went up there very, very strong and did it without the foul. I'm kind of impressed. But CSI now really, as you mentioned, picking up the pace right back into this ballgame, and they're pushing it up offensively and defensively.
David Henderson into the lineup at point guard. He had 22 against Dixie at Twin Falls. Jump shot, DeSavea up and good. And DeSavea brings it back. A correction gives CSI the first lead, 11-10. First lead of the ballgame for the Golden Eagles. Dixie led 8-0 immediately, but CSI has closed that down. Barnes at the angle, it goes to Darwin Russell. Out in front to Bob Barnes. Looks for help. Lob goes to the right side to Russell. To the baseline to McDaniel. Out in front to Barnes to Darryl White. In the lane, jump shot from 10, soft and good. Darryl White, second basket, 5 points. 12-11, Dixie takes the lead again. Nobody's back to help out David Henderson. Bob Barnes back there on the pressure. Henderson into forecourt. Across the right side, reverses with a left-handed dribble, looks for help. Pass into the middle goes to DeSavea. Under pressure, puts it up, no good. Rebound, put up and in by Tucker. And the 6'10", Brian Tucker, makes it 13-12, College of Southern Idaho. CSI rebounding hard. Bob Barnes at the angle against that zone to Steve Andrus. Andrus Left angle to Darryl White. Underneath to McDaniel. Loses it off his fingertips out of bounds. You cannot afford that against CSI.
Now, CSI is definitely a team you don't make mistakes against. And that time he got it in nicely. I don't believe Corby was quite expecting a dribble it off the end line.
Back into the lineup, Keith Reynolds. Henderson cruising into forecourt against Barnes. CSI, they play against as tough a defense as you'll find in practice. Jump shot up and good by Henderson. CSI has come from behind to take a 15-12 lead. Dixon into forecourt. Dixie looks for help. Staying with that zone. CSI is clogged up the middle. Steve Andrus looks for help. Back to Bob Barnes. Barnes back to Darryl White. Underneath it goes to McDaniel. Back to Andrus through his hands. Darryl White, free throw line. Jump shot good. And Darryl White brings it back within one. 15-14. CSI out in front. We'll be making a selection of our KDXU St. George Tire Center player of the game. And announcing that at the end of the game, pass goes to Henderson, dishes off underneath to Reynolds, under pressure, puts it up over the basket, and the foul, I believe, will go to Andrus. Into the lineup, Mark Miller, into the lineup, Darren Jones. As the pressure is not bothering CSI yet, Steve Andrus with his first personal foul. That's the third team foul, and CSI without a team foul yet. That's a shooting violation. Reynolds to the free throw line. Mike, foul trouble looks like it may end up on Dixie's side.
Well, right now, very early in the ballgame, Dixie does have the three personals, as you mentioned, CSI without any. But at this point, they're not really in any big trouble unless you're going to foul on the shooting here in the early going. And CSI normally is a very good free throw shooting team.
Reynolds gives them the first miss. Second shot of the two-shot foul. Reynolds left-hands it up and good. And Reynolds, one of the star players in the high school ranks in Oregon 2 years ago. Makes it 16-14, CSI. Mark Reynolds. Miller in the corner. Shot out in front by Andrus. No good. Rebound McDaniel. Back to the basket. Puts it up. No good. But there's a foul. Foul will go to CSI as Fred Trinkle gets up. And he screams at his ball players. There's no question about it when he wants to talk.
Yeah, he and the person out there knows which one he's talking to, I believe. They look over and see the coach, a very vociferous type of coach. And, of course, so far it's been very good for the team. They play very well.
Ryan Tucker with the personal foul at the free throw line. Corby McDaniel to shoot a couple. First shot is up and good. And Corby McDaniel, 3 points on the night. Our player of the game last week, Corby got a beautiful trophy from Dixie Trophy. And had 15 points, lots of rebounds last week. Second shot by McDaniel, up, in and out. Rebound brought down by Tucker. A chance to tie, goes to Rye. 16-15, CSI out in front, pass into forecourt to Reynolds. Full court pressure, not really bothering CSI yet. To Henderson at the angle to Jarvis, to the baseline. New into the lineup is Sergio Gomez. Pass to the baseline, knocked away by Dixie, out of bounds. Sergio, the twin brother of injured leading scorer Mauro Gomez. 16-50, CSI out in front, trying to defend a national championship, and they have the horses to do it. To the baseline, Sergio Gomez misses the shot. Rebound to White. Long pass to Jones. Can he save it? No, just too big, and Jones juggles it out of bounds. Had the fast break going, and it looked like a little case of Butterfingers.
Yeah, he getting into the ballgame just a few minutes ago. I think trying a little bit hard that time, but there he comes up with a good steal.
Jones on the steal to Miller. The ball knocked away. No foul call there. Letting the contact go. Pass deflected. Intended by Henderson to a CSI teammate. Andrus got a fingertip on it. To the baseline it goes. Jump shot up. No good by Reynolds. Rebound. Battle for it. And they call a foul. A lot of contact underneath and out in front. And they're letting this one go. Almost like a pro game, Mike.
They're really letting it go. Physical inside. And these are two teams that will play very physical against each other. CSI will take on about anybody as far as size inside. And so perhaps with the style the referee's letting go, we may see a long, physical, hard ball game.
Pass into the corner to Gomez. The foul is on McDaniel. That's his first. Left side, it goes to Reynolds. Jump pass goes to Henderson. 15-foot jump shot. Soft tap by Sergio Gomez. Good. And Sergio makes it 18-15. 3-point lead by CSI to Darryl White. Back out in front to Darren Jones. Dixie getting beaten on the boards right now. White head fakes, will bank the shot too hard. Rebound out in front, taken by Jarvis. 2-on-1 fast break. Jarvis to Henderson, who lays it up and in. And CSI blitzing Dixie suddenly. 20-15, up by 5. Dixie wants a timeout with 13-12 left in the half. Back in 60 seconds.
Painter Sun Country Chrysler wants you to be a winner in the new America's Winners program. You can get up to a $1,500 consumer cash allowance on selected models. And Dodge is offering 7.8% financing on the new 1988 full-size Dodge pickups. Four-wheel drives are included. Stop into Painter Sun Country Chrysler and mention the Dixie Super Shoot Contest. Take a demo ride in a D50 pickup and get a free Super Shoot t-shirt. Painter Sun Country Chrysler, 1600 Hilton Drive at the Southgate Business Park.
Take time out. Refresh yourselves with snacks and drinks from the Minute Market, where you can get ice cream sandwiches this month for only 25 cents. Pepsi in 8-pack, 16-ounce bottles on sale now for only $3.39. Or any brand soft drinks in 12-ounce cans also on sale. Any flavor, too. No standing in line at 7 easy-to-find locations in St. George, Washington, Cedar City, Hurricane, or Mesquite. And remember, it only takes a minute at the Minute Market.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Back at the Burns Arena, CSI getting balanced scoring so far. Everybody who has played has scored in the game, and that includes all three reserves. 20-15, CSI has come back for a five-point lead. Jerm Williams into the lineup, and with the new uniforms, Jerm looks lighter. He looks skinnier to me.
He does look. He's a very bulky ball player. He looks like he's thinned down. I don't know if a white uniform does it or not, but he looks good.
Then last into the lineup, too. Darren Jones into forecourt. Now into a man-to-man defense by CSI. Mark Miller at the angle looks for help. CSI with a man-to-man defense to the high post. At last, over the back is Brian Tucker. Tucker picks up his second personal foul. Fred Drinkle's not going to argue that one. That's the second team foul on CSI. Both of them on the 6'10 kid on Tucker. 12:56 left in a half. It looks like it's going to be another high-scoring affair. Darryl White to inbound. The largest defeat Dixie has had this year has been 6 points, and the first six-point loss came at the College of Southern Idaho. Darren Jones against the man-to-man defense. Cut off goes to Mark Miller. Miller looks for help. Gets in front of his ball player, splits the defense up with a jump shot blocked by Tucker. Saved by CSI along the sidelines to Jarvis. CSI out-hustling Dixie for the basketball, and David Henderson has it into forecourt. Henderson at the right angle. It goes to Collins, to the baseline to Kenny Jarvis, out in front to Henderson. Not a packed house tonight. Good crowd, but not a packed house. Sergio Gomez starts to make the move, travels with the basketball. That was an obvious one. Into the lineup, Kyle Cervea. And Dixie has the ball out of bounds, trailing by five. Dixie led 8-0, and then CSI has outscored Dixie 20-7 since then. Darren Jones at the angle to Darryl White. Dixie looking a little flat on offense right now, not moving without the basketball. To Jerm Williams, to the high post that goes to last. Back to Darren Jones. Jones makes the move on Jarvis to Mark Miller. Miller looks for help, trying to find somebody underneath. Tight defense by CSI. Jones looking for the opening. It isn't there. No penetration yet. Underneath it goes to Jerm Williams. Head fakes, gets in front of Gomez. Shot blocked from behind. There's a foul, and it will go to Tank Collins. Tank against Jerm. We have some of the best nicknames in the league.
That's looking good. Yeah, the Tank smacked a Jerm or something like that. That time was actually a very good block. He came from behind, but apparently got some body because all I could see from this angle was a lot of hand on the ball.
Jerm Williams to the free throw line to shoot free throws. Dixie 1-for-2 on the night so far. Jerm looking for his first point of the night. Dishes in and out. Dixie, this is shades of old now, is the way Dixie is shooting in the first half after that first three baskets.
Yeah, they've gone extremely cold. That time he put it up and in, but Dixie seems to do that still this year, a very streak-style shooting team.
20-16 as the second shot goes through. Dale Karst back into the lineup for CSI, replacing Henderson to the baseline. It goes to Collins. Jump shot under pressure, no good. Rebound tapped around. Jarvis hooks it up, no good. Rebound finally gathered in by Jerm Williams. To Mark Miller. Dixie on the transition game. CSI back on defense. To Ken Last at the free throw line. Dishes off to White. Goes to the baseline. Travels with the basketball. Moves the pivot foot before he could get the dribble down. 11:31 left in a half, and suddenly things have gone a little slower for both teams. Jarvis in backcourt. Dixie with the guard pressure. Jarvis into forecourt, sweating profusely. At the angle, it goes to Sergio Gomez. Back out in front? No. Gomez will keep it. Now dish it out in front to Dale Karst. Dixie into a 2-3 zone. Gomez, the three-pointer up. No good. Off to the right. Clangs against the rim. And the rebound brought down by Darren Jones. Jones into forecourt. It's Mark Miller. Left side. It goes to Darryl White. Pass intended underneath for Williams. Knocked away by Karst. Stolen by CSI. And neither team playing particularly well offensively right now. The defense is doing a better job. Gomez. Pass goes to Collins in the lane. Jump shot up. Blocked. It'll be goaltending. Collins will have the 2 points. 22-16. Widest margin of the game for CSI, and that's 6 points. Dixie led by eight. 10:51 left in a half, and Dixie's been stuck without a field goal for an awfully long time. CSI back into the zone. 2-3 zone. Jones to Miller. Left side it goes to Darryl White. White looks for help. Back out in front to Mark Miller. Miller reverses against his own bounce pass on the right side to Darren Jones. Jones looks for help. Jones at the baseline under pressure. goes up with a shot. There is no shot. So Dixie, poor selection that time, and loses the ball. CSI with the basketball. 10-28. That's in the first half. Into the lineup for the first time is Greg Jose. At the angle, Cars back out in front to Jose. High post to DeSavea. Ball knocked away through the hands of Jarvis. Out of bounds. Touch last by Jarvis. It's Jerm Williams and Jarvis. A couple of 30s going after that ball. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Miller out. Jones out. Darwin Russell. Bob Barnes back in. Keith Reynolds back in for CSI. Both teams can go deep to the bench in spite of only 9 ball players really healthy for CSI.
That's right. Anyone they put in is produced almost immediately for either side. So a good bench strength. These two teams really match up very well.
Darwin Russell at the angle. 2-3 zone. Russell on the wing to the high post to White. Turn around right-handed jump shot. Too long. Rebound. Kenny Lass. Ball knocked away. Put up by Lass. Lass got it back and muscled it up and in with what muscle he does have. Make it 22-18. That ends a long drought as far as field goals for Dixie. Keith Reynolds looks for help. Out in front it goes to Karst. Back to Reynolds at the angle. Almost loses the ball. Gets it again. Back to Karst. 3-point attempt. Karst. Too long. Rebound. Darwin Russell. Dixie. 3-on-1 fast break. Pass too big. Karst steals it. Got too big for Bob Barnes and Karst the other way on defense. The Reynolds at the angle underneath the DeSavea. Shot blocked by White. Taken by Keith Reynolds. Taken back by DeSavea. CSI with the basketball. 22-18. 4-point lead by CSI. Good defense by both sides. High post, DeSavea, turnaround jump shot, good. And DeSavea has 6 points on the night. DeSavea had 18 against Dixie in Twin Falls, 24-18. Back to that 6-point margin. Underneath it goes to Jerm Williams against DeSavea. Ball locked. As CSI with a quick hand takes the ball away. And CSI definitely the better ball club so far in this ball game. 9:02 left in the first half of play. Dixie, the best ball club in the first couple of minutes of the game, but CSI has taken back that advantage. Let's see how it goes before the rest of the game. Dixie, tight defense. Tank Collins leaves it out in front for Jose. Back into the corner it goes to Reynolds. Dixie with a scrambling zone defense. The team's going with the zone. Reynolds, 3-point attempt, good, and they got away with a travel. One big step. 9-point lead by CSI. Russell to the baseline, lays it up and in. Blocking foul on CSI. And Darwin Russell went right to the basket. The foul will go to DeSavea. That is only the fourth team foul on CSI and cuts the margin back to 7, 27-20. 8:30 left in the first half, and Darwin Russell with 7 points in the first half. Russell to the free throw line. 8:30 left in the first half. Up at CSI, Dixie led at the half, Mike.
They did. They played an extremely good first half of play. Was in it, like I mentioned, right until the waning minute moments of that ball game. Dixie right now is having their problems.
Darwin Russell with the free throw cuts the margin to 6. Dixie having to work from behind after having a healthy 8-0 lead. Karst in backcourt. Lob pass comes into forecourt to Tank Collins. Back to Karst. Right side it goes to Keith Reynolds. Back out in front to Karst. Left side to Jose. Back to Karst. 3-point attempt. Up too long. Long rebound. Tap by Reynolds. Out in front to Barnes. Barnes against Jose. Barnes lays it up. Misses. Rebounded up and in by Corby McDaniel on the follow. Jose putting the pressure on Barnes. Dixie back within 4. 27-23. A lot of coaching going on by both sides. Both coaches out squatting in front of their benches. Collins in underneath. Shot no good. Tap up and good by Keith Reynolds as CSI gets the rebounding position. 29-23. That was one of the big differences last year between the two teams was the rebounding strength. And that was probably the biggest difference. Pass underneath to Dale DeCourcy, who's back into the lineup. Gets it back to Russell. Back to DeCourcy. Hook shot from the baseline over the basket. Rebound CSI. Fast break. Karst hits the trailer. Jose, it's got to be a travel. Out in front. Jose took a little sidestep. Greg Jose as he went up for the basket.
Little hop. He caught the ball, went to the floor, and kind of hopped up. And I think if he hadn't got the travel call, he'd have got the charging call because he went right off the top of DeCourcy.
29-23, 6-point lead by CSI. 7:27 left in the half. Staying with that zone defense, and the zone has bothered Dixie this year. Pass underneath to DeCourcy, and DeSavea gave him a little shove in the back. No question on that one, Mike.
I'm amazed that he even looked at the referee that time. DeCourcy suddenly was here and then was way over here. He really got pushed hard from the back, and the foul was called.
Andrus back into the lineup, replacing Ken Lass. Barnes looking for help. Gets the timeout as he can't find anybody to pass it to. Timeout Dixie, 7:21 left in the half, 29-23, CSI back in 60.
Yes, when I look for the exquisite, the unique, and fine gentleman's clothing, I go to Adrian's.
Hey, at Adrian's, it's at the value.
Yes, the values are outstanding, of course, but Adrian's has that perfect combination of selection, quality, and service. Dave and Matt Ferguson take the utmost care whenever I step into the store.
I tell you, at Adrian's, it's a value.
Sorry, chap, it's the classic haberdasher attitude, the best.
It's a burlesque.
It's superlative.
A reasonable.
First class.
Inexpensive.
Adrian's. 50 North Main, St. George.
Arbol Transport Tire is new to Southern Utah. They are not new to the tire business. Transport Tire has been serving the people of the Intermountain West for 14 years. Transport Tire carries a complete line of heavy-duty tires for motorhomes and commercial vehicles. Manager Lynn Morris wants you to know you'll find the same quick service for your family car. Their oversized bays and 24-hour roadside service make them popular with the professional drivers. Transport Tires and Bridgestone at I-15 and Riverside Road in St. George. Make it your first choice in tire service.
Rebel Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
29-23, CSI with the lead. Not a good shooting percentage, but Mike, I think you have to go back to shot selection.
Yeah, CSI is getting much better shots. And as you mentioned, the last time these two teams played, it was the tip-ins and the defense inside. And that's right now where CSI is leading. They're getting second and third chances.
Barnes ready to inbound. Does so into the corner to McDaniel. Tipped away. Touched last by McDaniel as Henderson. CSI did a little lobbying, and it's a turnover by Dixie. As CSI with a tight defense, CSI will be as good a defensive team as Dixie will run into this year in Region 18. In the forecourt, Henderson goes to the high post to Sergio Gomez, to the baseline to Reynolds, jump shot up and in, and Keith Reynolds floats that one up. Reynolds with 8 points, and suddenly it's back to an 8-point lead, 31-23. Pass into the corner, Darwin Russell, 3-point attempt up, no good, rebound brought down by Kenny Jarvis. Into forecourt it goes to Tank Collins. Collins' ball stripped away by Barnes. Collins gets it back. Back to Sergio Gomez. Gomez hits the man out in front. David Henderson at the right angle. It goes to Kenny Jarvis. Back to Henderson. Driving. Gets in front of Andrus. Lays it over the basket. Hits the rim. And Steve Andrus comes down with a rebound. Into forecourt. The pass comes to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel to Bob Barnes. Zone defense still. Barnes right side. It goes to Darwin Russell. To the high post to Steve Andrus. Andrus makes the move. Travels. Turnover by Andrus, and Steve Andrus is just not in the game.
Andrus has a real problem, and when they get that ball into him, he's got to turn and go up immediately or get the ball to the floor. I mean, at that time, he is like indecision, took a step, then put the ball down, the travel was called.
Darrell White back into the lineup, so Darwin Russell will be the point guard. Little bigger lineup for CSI. At the point, it goes to Henderson, to Sergio Gomez. Gomez head fakes, shoots over Andrus, shot soft and good, and Sergio Gomez has his second. Suddenly it's a 10-point lead. 33-23 with 6:08 left in a half, and Dixie has gone stone cold at zone defense, active, and CSI with the hands every place. Pass intended underneath for DeCourcy, knocked away by Gomez. Lead pass comes to Henderson, who leaves it for Collins, who blows the layup. Rebound brought down by Russell to Darrell White. White into forecourt. White hits the trailer. Dale DeCourcy, 3-point set shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Jarvis, and DeCourcy with the foul. And Dixie out of control right now.
They're just not playing their style of ball game. We've seen Dixie really suffer against the zone defense a couple of times this year. And right now, they are really mystified. They are unable to get it inside. They're being forced to put up the long shot. And really, Dale DeCourcy is not a three-point shooter. You got to get it inside.
5:43 left in the first half. 33-23. CSI by 10. Henderson leaves it for Keith Reynolds. Head fake. Into the corner it goes to Jarvis. Back out in front to Reynolds. To the high post is Sergio Gomez. To Henderson, it goes around his man. Shot no good. Rebound cleaned away by Corby McDaniel. Dixie on the fast break. Dishes off to the right side, right into the hands of Henderson, who walks with the basketball. McDaniel on the fast break. CSI gets back as fast as any team we've seen on defense.
They are very, very quick. They had four players back, even though McDaniel is really coming down the floor very fast.
Jones. Inbounds to Williams. Back out in front it goes to Corby McDaniel. Against that zone defense. To Darrell White. Back to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel intended underneath for Williams. Ball knocked away. Williams gets it back. Double team goes to White. White jump shot over Gomez. No good. Rebound. One shot. That's it. Kenny Jarvis brings it down. 6'5 freshman. Jarvis, muscular freshman. If anything, he's more of a tank than Tank Collins as far as muscle. Right angle, pass deflected, stolen by Darrell White against Henderson. White lays it up and in. Darrell White just accelerated past Henderson, 33-25, 8-point lead. Gomez into forecourt, goes against Andrus, shot up, deflected. Andrus comes down with a rebound to Williams, back to Darren Jones. Jones into forecourt. Jones looks for help. Will set from three. Shot too long. Long rebound taken by Darryl White to Williams. Back to White. White loses it on the sideline. 33-25, back to an 8-point lead by CSI, and Dixie turns the ball over.
And that time they simply, I think, overplaying. Actually, it was two Dixie players that went up to get that ball. Neither one of them saw who they were fighting against and forced themselves to lose the ball.
Dixie putting the pressure on. Karst reverses against Jones. At the right angle, it goes to Tank Collins. Collins back out in front to Karst. Left side, it goes to Jose, who's back into the lineup, to Karst. In deep, it goes to Reynolds. Turn around left-hander. Shot will not go. There's a foul, and it'll go to Jerm Williams. That's a 15 foul. Five on each side. Not much in the way of contact call tonight, Mike.
No, they really let him go pretty much throughout the first half. And sometimes that's a good, exciting type of ball game to watch. It's a good physical game. You don't like to see it where they just let it go to the point where things get extremely rough and perhaps dangerous. But that's not to that point. Just a good physical ball game.
Keith Reynolds at the free throw line is 1-for-2 on the night, shooting a couple. Has 8 points on the night. Shot good. Reynolds on the air, shooting 13.3% is a 75%, 76% free throw shooter. Second shot up and good. And Reynolds, 10 points on the night. 35-25, back to a 10-point lead. Dixie led 8-0, but since then it's been all CSI to Steve Andrus at the high post to McDaniel. Cross-court, it goes to White against that zone defense to Darren Jones. Dixie not very quick with the passes to White, to Corby McDaniel, back out in front to Jones. Jones has a notion to Darryl White in the lane. Turn around right-hander. Good, Darryl White. 11 points in the first half for Darryl White. White now has moved beyond Tom Roberts on the career list and beyond Eric Slaymaker. Now to the 17th all-time scorer. At the angle, it goes to Keith Reynolds. Back out in front to Dale Carr. CSI leads by 8 and has the basketball. Jose against Andrus. At the right angle, it goes to Carr. Karst looks for help. Bounce pass in deep to Reynolds. Reynolds in midair. No travel call. Gets it to Collins. Back to Reynolds. Bank shot no good. Rebound brought down finally by Jerm Williams. Pass break. Corby McDaniel has Karst a bit. Beat back to Williams, who lays it up and in. Jerm Williams on the basket. 35-29. Four unanswered points by Dixie. 3:14 left in a half. Jose at the angle that goes to White. White went to Collins. White went for the steal. Collins missed it, but Jarvis puts it up and in. Jarvis on the rebound basket. 37-29, back to 8. Darren Jones to the high post to Williams to Andrus in the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Good, Steve Andrus. Andrus almost had the 3-second violation, but brought it back within 6. 37-31, 2:46 left and a half. Jose at the angle that goes to Collins. Pass to the baseline to Jarvis, who puts it up and in. Then lands on Jerm Williams. Jarvis with his third basket. 6 points, 39-31. Jones looks for help, trying to get the penetration to Williams. Underneath against Reynolds, goes up. There's a foul. Collins blocked it cleanly from in front, but Reynolds from behind picks up his first personal. That's a 16 foul. Fred Trinkle has to be pretty happy with the way his team's playing without the number one scorer.
Very, very much. I would think he'd be very happy. That time, that was good backside help. Even though he got the foul from the backside, Williams went. The ball was blocked from behind. The second help coming up and getting the foul. But you know, you've got to like that stuff. You're getting good backside help. Your defense is clicking.
At the free throw line, Jerm Williams is 1-for-2 on the night, shooting a couple. First shot up and good. Williams, 4 points. Now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Back within 7. 39-32. 2:28 left in a half. CSI out in front. Williams. Second shot up. No good. And Williams misses again. Dixie not shooting all that well from the free throw line. Henderson double teamed in backcourt. Gets it to Gomez. Henderson and Carr. So the two little guards are there right now. Back to Henderson. To the right side it goes to Kenny Jarvis. To Sergio Gomez. A deep bench. Back to Carr. Has an ocean from three. Doesn't take the shot. David Henderson back to Karst at the left angle. Out in front it goes to Keith Reynolds. Right side it goes to Henderson. Henderson baseline jump shot, hooks it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Ken Last, who's into the lineup, replacing Andrus. To Darryl White. Dixie could carve that margin a little closer now. Bounce pass, lazy pass, saved by Darren Jones. Free throw line, can't get the shot away. Or can't get the pass away either against that zone. Out in front to McDaniel. Darryl White to the baseline to Williams. Back out in front to McDaniel. To Jones, head fakes, can't get the shot away. To Ken Last, bounce pass right through his hands, out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie. They worked hard on the offense and then couldn't complete it. Mark Miller into the lineup. And who goes out? Somebody has to come out. Jerm Williams finally comes out. Seen everybody but David Lloyd. Inbounds pass over the head of Henderson, but Henderson picks it up. Henderson can scoot. Out in front it comes to Dale Karst. Karst looks for help. Left angle, it goes to Keith Reynolds. Back to Sergio Gomez. Gomez, left side, to Kenny Jarvis. CSI being patient now. Leads by 7, 39-32. To Karst, down the sidelines, it goes to Henderson. A little bit of tough defense on both sides. Both teams playing tough. Ball stripped away by Darryl White. Steps on the end line, sidelines. It's out of bounds to CSI. White stole it from Reynolds, then stepped on the sideline. CSI has it out of bounds. Karst to inbound for CSI. Comes to Gomez. Back to Karst. Gomez against Kenny Last. Last will chase Gomez out near midcourt. Goes to Karst. 109 left in the first half. Karst dishes to the baseline. There is Gomez. Shot blocked by Last. Tap, tap, tap. Finally, Darryl White brings it down on the rebound. Looks for help. Pure effort by Darryl White. To Darren Jones, 39-32, Dixie by 7. Back to White. From 3, shot up, rattles, no good. Rebound, Mark Miller wants to go up. There's a foul. And Gomez has Mark Miller, the shortest of the Dixie Rebels, gets the rebound underneath. Mark gets some rebound.
Yeah, he does. He is interesting. Every once in a while, you'll see the shorter man kind of slide in underneath, and everyone's waiting to see who else goes up, and suddenly the shortest man there to pick it up, and that time Mark went up. Got the rebound, went right back up, which is a good thing to do. Tried to muscle it in and drew the foul.
At the free throw line, Mark Miller will shoot 2. Miller has been right around a 50% free throw shooter on the year. First shot up and good. And Mark Miller has his first point of the night. 39-33, back to a 6-point margin. Dixie led 8-0, and then it's been CSI. Second shot up, in and out. No good. Rebound, battle 4. McDaniel gets it. Saves it in the corner. Looks for help. There's it way out in front to Ken Last. To Darryl White. Back to Darren Jones. Dixie wants to set it up to Darryl White at the angle. Trying to find somebody underneath. To Jones. Back to Darryl White. Three-point attempt. White up too long. Rebound out in front. Taken by Darren Jones. Three-point attempt. Jones. Good. Darren Jones drills it from 3. Great pass comes to Tank Collins. Cut off with 22 seconds left. Dixie back within 3. They call the foul or is it backcourt violation? Apparently, Neil Gallen holds things up. 19 seconds left in the first half. Dixie thought they had a backcourt violation on Tank Collins. The officials blew the whistle. Do they call a foul or backcourt violation? Or did the shot clock go off? Whatever the question was, the shot clock is off now. The officials had a mistake. Dixie almost had the turnover, Mike, and that's going to cost him.
Yeah, that made change it around. You know, you're 3 points down. If you come down and get the ball back at 2 point, you could even go one by or tie it up in the late in the first half.
CSI has been shut down a little bit in the closing last few seconds of this first half as Dixie has put some clamps on defensively. Henderson against Williams. 9 seconds left. Double team at the angle. It goes Karst. 3-point attempt short. Rebound in the corner taken by Jerm Williams. From in backcourt, Williams just misses off the back of the rim. From behind the midcourt line, Williams just missed at the half. CSI 39, Dixie 36, back in 90 seconds.
Get the paints for all seasons at the best prices from Jones Paint and Glass. Just recently enlarged and remodeled, Jones Paint and Glass has great sale prices for you. Save now on Fuller O'Brien Foolproof Latex Flat Wall Paint. Your choice of over 1,000 beautiful colors, just $9.99 a gallon. Save on Fuller Glow Latex Satin Enamel with a tough, scrubbable sheen for walls and trim. Only $11.99 a gallon at Jones Paint and Glass. Make your home beautiful. From Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle.
Sportsland is Southern Utah's number one holiday Rambler dealer. And to celebrate, when you purchase one of 4 holiday Ramblers on the lot, not only will Holiday Rambler give you over $1,950 cash back, but Motor Sportsland will match it, giving you a total of over $3,900 cash back. So hurry into Motor Sportsland and make a deal on a Holiday Rambler Presidential or Imperial now in stock and receive back over $3,900 in cash. Use the cash rebate as your down payment or put it in the bank. That's Motor Sportsland for all your RV needs.
If you're looking for a loan, you should see a loan officer at Sun Capital Bank. They have the expertise to analyze your needs and arrange the type of loan that will best suit you. You'll get competitive interest rates,
If it's a home loan, auto, business, or personal loan, doesn't matter. Sun Capital has them all. It's full-service banking at its finest at Sun Capital Bank, with locations on South Bluff and at 100 East. Stop in Sun Capital today. Sun Capital Bank, the money plays.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Back at the Burns Arena, where Dixie led 8-0. CSI came back to take a 9-point lead, and now it's 39-36 CSI over Dixie. We have Bob Schermerhorn with us, former head coach of Southern Utah State, now assistant at Arizona State. Welcome back to Southern Utah, Coach.
Well, it's great to be back here, Larry. As I'm making that drive from Vegas, I'm thinking of many, many drives from Vegas to Cedar. And I got to stop a little short, and I don't have to go all the way up the mountain. But, many, many drives from Vegas to Cedar.
That's a pretty powerful coaching staff you have down there at Arizona State, with Steve Patterson as head coach and all of these talented assistants.
Well, we have Frank Arnold, the former BYU coach, and myself are the full-time guys, and we kid and say that we're the two oldest assistants in America. And then Lionel Hollins, who was the All-American here at Dixie, is our part-time assistant. And I tell you what, he's a blue-chip guy in every respect. So I'm really excited about our coaching staff.
Some good things happening with the Sun Devils this year. You're building.
Well, we're making progress. I think we're going to end up, with a record 15-12 or something like that. And that's a little bit of a turnaround from last year. And, Saturday's our big game tomorrow. We play Arizona, and if you win that one, it's been a great season. So we're expecting an upset tomorrow at home.
Major, major talent this year for Arizona. They're really doing a job down there.
Oh, they got the whole thing going, Larry. They just they have a club that's capable of winning it all.
Now, Arizona State's getting into that resurgence of the West basketball also.
Well, yeah, we're out beating the bushes, I believe, Frank. I think he's in Kansas now, and I'm here, and Steve is in L.A., and we play tomorrow. So, we're out and about, and we've got to get some good players in the program, and I think we can coach them, so we're trying to bring the West back.
Junior college ranks have been fruitful for Arizona State this last year.
Yeah, and I've always been a firm believer in the junior colleges. At Southern Utah State, we had an awful lot of California JC players, and at Irvine, when I was at Irvine, we had an awful lot of JC players. So we're looking at two, a guard and a forward now we'd like to bring in to give us immediate help this year.
Joey Johnson from last year, Matt Anderson from Rick's College. Those are some others that you brought in.
John Jerome from Mesa. I'm sure the fans know John. That's another one of the junior college players. And the other one was Trent Edwards from Alvin Community College in Texas. So we have four JC guys that have really contributed this year.
Southern Utah State heads into the Division I ranks, and it looks like Arizona State may be a regular opponent.
Well, we played them this year, and that was really a real strange situation for me. I came back the night before, and Lionel said, "Coach, they want to see you at practice." And I went by there, and it was kind of an emotional thing, and there was no way I was going to stay for the game. And I was in Detroit, and I had the strangest darn feeling. So I called Lionel about midnight Detroit time, and he said, "Coach, you better get your resume ready. They beat us." And I said, "Oh, no, don't even say that." I just had that funny feeling, and the Birds played a great game down there, and, we ended up winning at the end, but they were right there. And we don't have one to schedule next year. We do have an opening, and I don't know. Frank's kind of handling the scheduling right now.
Pac-10 looks to be a little bit into a situation where the WAC was a couple of years ago. A lot of the talent is freshman and sophomore this year.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing. The league is... Stanford, I'd say Stanford is going to be a club to deal with in the future. UCLA is awful, awful young. SC is awful young. You go right down the whole darn league. So it's going to get better and better. And West Coast basketball is back with the BYUs and the UNLVs and the Arizonas. And we're back, and hey, that's good to see.
You enjoying the Valley of the Sun?
Yeah, it's been a little hectic getting moved in and so forth, and getting the house. And my wife is a teacher. The old thing in Cedar City was they didn't care I left. They were glad to get rid of me. But my wife was a good teacher, and she's got a new job, and she's struggling getting that thing going, and got a new house and the boys and so forth. But yeah, we're getting in with the Valley of the Sun, and it's a great area to live in.
Now, when we just prior to our interview here, when you came up and sat down next to me, you mentioned, hey, this is a great game. This is a type of game a coach can appreciate.
Yeah, it really is, Larry. When you go to see as many games as I've seen this year, you see some really bad basketball. And both of these teams are very well coached, and both these teams have fine players. and it's fun to watch a game like this. When you sit and watch a crappy game, it's no fun. And then the other thing is, I think the recruiting process, and I've told Steve Patterson this, I strongly believe you recruit from good programs, and Dixie's a good program, and Southern Idaho is a good program, and you recruit those players. You don't take players from bad programs.
I'll let you play fan and second guess a little bit. What does CSI have to do to win this game?
Well, CSI, I think the Dixie man pressure is starting to bother them a little bit. They've got to take care of the ball and not turn it over against that man pressure. On the other hand, Dixie's really struggling with the CSI zone. So it's kind of a defensive thing. And, you know, I know that Gomes is out, huh? So they don't have him tonight, but they have some great freshman players, you'll probably see a little bit of me next year.
Coach Bob Schermerhorn, assistant coach at Arizona State, former head man at SUSC. Thank you for being with us. Good luck at Arizona State.
Anytime, Larry. Thank you.
Halftime score, 39-36, Dixie trails Southern Idaho. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the scoreboard program with Brian Benler back at 90.
Waiting for you at Paula's Mexican Restaurant. Something new and delicious. Chili Verde Burrito. This scrumptious burrito was filled with pork, simmered in a luscious green sauce, topped with melted cheese, and smothered in green chili sauce. Makes you yell, ole! Top it off with Paula's deep-fried ice cream. Yep, deep-fried ice cream with chocolate or caramel topping. So good, well, it's worth the calories. You're dining at the top when you dine at Paula's. Top of the Ridge on North Bluff, across from North Bluff Park. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 10.
See the business team.
The business team at Tri-State Office Supply equates their success with the service they give you.
See the business.
So unparalleled inventories are maintained for fast service to their customers. Your business deserves the best, so make the Tri-State team part of your team. Tri-State for free delivery and same-day service if ordered by noon. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle, the open door to customer satisfaction.
See the business team.
Although Transport Tire is new to Southern Utah, they are not new to the tire business. Transport Tire has been serving the people of the Intermountain West for 14 years. Transport Tire carries a complete line of heavy-duty tires for motorhomes and commercial vehicles. Manager Lynn Morris wants you to know you'll find the same quick service for your family car. Their oversized bays and 24-hour roadside service make them popular with the professional drivers. Transport Tires and Bridgestone at I-15 and Riverside Road in St. George. Make it your first choice in tire service.
This is Dixie's 890 KDXU, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're at halftime. It's CSI 39 and Dixie College Rebels 36. Let's check some of the high school scores from 3A State Tournament. From the D Event Center in Ogden, Utah, in a consolation bracket, it's Springville over Murray 77-68. It's West 59, Cedar City 48. And in overtime, it was Spanish Fork 76, Pleasant Grove 75. The 5:30 game was against Provo against Logan, and Logan won that game in overtime 73-70. At halftime, it's Judge Memorial losing to Tempview 31.
That's the 16 foul. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 57-53. Dixie trails by four. 10:57 left in the game. CSI is having to work. It is a talented ball club, missing two of their top ball players, including their number one scorer. At the point, it goes to Ken Last. Last looks for help. Back to Jones, to Miller. Back to Jones, left angle. Trying to get some penetration. It is not there. Dixie has not been passing well internally in that zone. Jones looking for the screen to the baseline. Lob out in front goes to Miller. Miller looks for help. Left side it goes to Jones. Head fakes. Free throw line. Bounce pass goes to Miller. Can't get the shot away. CSI recovers quickly on that zone. To the baseline to White. Can't get the shot away. Back to Jones. Back to White. In the lane. Turnaround right-hander. Soft and good. Darryl White got the vacuum effect from the basket that time. 57-55. CSI by two and with the basketball. Carst into forecourt against Aaron Jones. To the baseline to Collins. Goes for the slam dunk. Ball knocked away. Out in front. Saved by Carst. Dixie, good defense. Carst leaves it for Tucker. Tucker for looking for help. On the left side, it goes to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis makes the move. Pass knocked away. Touch last by Dixie. Out of bounds to CSI. Barnes and Russell in. Jones and Miller to sit down. Steve Andrus ready to come back in. Andrus will be in to give a little more muscle. Ken Last to sit down. 57-55. CSI with the basketball. 9:49 left in the game, and CSI playing well.
CSI doing everything with, as you mentioned, a couple of top players out. They are playing extremely well. They just do so well. They're a very disciplined team.
Henderson into the lineup, replacing Karst along the baseline. The blocking foul will go to Williams. On the drive, Jerm Williams has his second personal foul. That's a 15 foul on Dixon. 9:43 left in the game. I thought Ken Wagner wanted the timeout there for a moment, but apparently not. Inbounds comes to Henderson. CSI, Dave Savaio into the lineup and takes this 12-footer. Hits it. Caio de Savaia, I should say, de Savaia. Brazilian has his fourth basket, back to a four-point lead, 59-55. Russell had a notion from three, doesn't take the shot. To Barnes, out in front to Steve Andrus. Andrus back to Bob Barnes. To Russell, out of the corner, jump shot good, three-pointer. Darwin Russell this time got the good shot. 11 points on the night for Russell, back within one, 59-58. Dixie, full court pressure, Reynolds into forecourt. Loses Williams, picked up again by Williams almost immediately. Back to Henderson. Henderson against Barnes. Barnes playing tight defense. Bob Barnes working hard in the lane. Henderson lobs it up and in. And Henderson worked hard to get that basket to go. 61-58. Lead pass comes to Darrell White. White passes out in front to Barnes. Right side it goes to Russell. 61-58. Russell to Williams in the lane, turnaround right-hander, blocked by Tucker, taken by White, layback shot blocked, rebound on the floor, taken by White, foul will go to Tucker, and Tucker really upset. Tucker gets his second or third personal foul. Let's check. I believe that is his third. Tucker in foul trouble. That's a 17 foul. It's 1-1 coming up for Dixie. 8:34 left in the game. Mike, it doesn't look like it'll get any more of a difference between these two.
They're going to be right there. They're just trading baskets much through the second half, and I think it's going to come down to a team who can hit the free throws, because I think there's going to be a lot of that happening here in the last 8.5 minutes of the ball game.
Darrell White hits the first of the 1-1. White, 19 points, make it 19. Dixie misses the second half of the 1-1. Dixie shooting just about 50% from the free throw line tonight. 61-59. Dixie trails by two. Henderson against Barnes. Henderson feels like he has the mismatch. Pass to Tucker, who hooks it up and in. Tucker, 8 points on the night. Back to a four-point lead. 63-59. Russell out of the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken by Andrus. Wants to go back to the basket. Turn around, bank shot, no good. Forces it. Rebound tapped around. Jarvis to Henderson. Four on two. Henderson right to the basket. Lays it up and misses. Rebound tapped around. Out in front, Jerm Williams. Lead pass goes to Russell. Has to be Tucker. Misses it. Rebound brought down by Henderson. Williams comes up limping. Wall-to-wall basketball, and neither team can get the layup. 7:44 left in the game. 63-59 CSI. Henderson at the angle to Tucker. To Reynolds in the lane. Reynolds dishes off to Jarvis. Jump shot up too long. Rebound taken by Barnes. Lead pass comes to Russell. Russell will slam it. ...63-61... back to a two-point lead, CSI, as Russell on the slam dunk has 13 points on the night. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. It has been tight. To the baseline to Reynolds. Jump shot left hand. Soft. Not enough. Rebound taken by Williams. Dixie with a chance to tie. Alley-oop intended for Andrus. Tapped away as Tucker got in front of him. Jump ball as Barnes jumps in there. It's out of bounds to CSI. McDaniel back in for Dixie. Barnes to sit down. And Dixie will go with the big lineup again for a while. 63-61. The alley-oop had the good intention, but Tucker got the big 6'10". Frame between the basketball and Andrus. Karst cut off in backcourt by Russell. Russell steals the ball, gets called with a foul. His second. That should be the 16th foul on Dixie. Russell almost had the steal from Karst. Russell is the fastest guy on the floor.
He is really quick. That time he was just that close to staying Nat's eyebrows, getting away at that nice steal.
Ball knocked away by Williams and out of bounds to CSI. Once again, Dixie forcing what could be some turnovers, but not getting the ball to go their way. Inbounds comes to Karst. Suddenly it's 2-on-1. Karst goes right to the basket, shot blocked by Andrus. Into the hands of White, into forecourt. Russell right to the baseline, leaves it for the trainer. White, under pressure, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by DeSavia. DeSavia to Karst. Karst into forecourt. CSI, good defensive play on their part. To DeSavia against McDaniel, takes the jump shot, hits it. 10 points by DeSavia, and the Brazilians can shoot, no question. 65-61, Dixie with a chance to tie, now down by four again. And CSI to set up on that zone defense. To Russell, to the high post to White. White back out in front to Russell. To the right side it goes to McDaniel. Back to Darwin Russell, to Darryl White. Trying to penetrate that zone. To Russell. Russell penetrates to the basket, shot no good. There is a blocking foul. Reach-in foul, I should say, on Reynolds. And Reynolds has his third. Russell is suddenly stirring things up, Mike.
I was really glad to see Russell that time move inside like he did. Dixie has been forced to go to the outside shots against that tough zone defense. That time he saw a little bit of a crease, went to the bucket, didn't get it, but you can draw some fouls, and CSI does have some men in foul trouble. That would be a good move.
Russell has a little problem with asthma, and he grabbed his chest briefly, but he's still playing, breathing hard. Shooting 1-1, is 1-for-1 on the night. Russell needs the first to get the second. 6:09 left in the game. First shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by CSI. Karst in backcourt. Karst to push it into forecourt. Russell goes for the steal, can't get it. To Tank Collins. Collins double team, looking for the basketball. To Karst. CSI playing very well. To DeSavia. At the right angle to Reynolds. Timeout called by CSI. 5:52 left in the game. 65-61. CSI back in 60.
Although Transport Tire is new to Southern Utah, they are not new to the tire business. Transport Tire has been serving the people of the Intermountain West for 14 years. Transport Tire carries a complete line of heavy-duty tires for motorhomes and commercial vehicles. Manager Lynn Morris wants you to know you'll find the same quick service for your family car. Their oversized bays and 24-hour roadside service make them popular with the professional drivers. Transport Tires and Bridgestone at I-15 and Riverside Road in St. George. Make it your first choice in tire service.
Painter Sun Country Chrysler wants you to be a winner in the new America's Winners program. You can get up to a $1,500 consumer cash allowance on selected models. And Dodge is offering 7.8% financing on the new 1988 full-size Dodge pickups. Four-wheel drives are included. Stop into Painter Sun Country Chrysler and mention the Dixie Super Shoot Contest. Take a demo ride in a D50 pickup and get a free Super Shoot t-shirt. Painter Sun Country Chrysler, 1600 Hilton Drive at the Southgate Business Park.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
65-61 CSI. Mike, I don't think the crowd has lacked for noise tonight.
No, the crowd has been in this game quite a bit, and that's got to help Dixie a little bit. Right now, they're up trying to get some basketballs, but I think the crowd's going to be a big part of the last 6 minutes of the ball game.
Inbounds comes to CSI. Dale Karst to Keith Reynolds. Dixie, man-to-man defense to DeSavia. DeSavia back out in front to Collins. To Karst, CSI wants a good shot now and wants that six-point lead. That's a little more of a cushion. DeSavia. CSI is led by as much as 9. Dixie is led by as much as 8. That's almost knocked away from Tucker by Andrus. Reach in foul will go to Miller. As Miller almost had the steal on DeSavia. That should be the 7th team foul, and DeSavia will shoot free throws. DeSavia 0-for-1 on tonight, but I believe he's a better free throw shooter than that. Let's double check. Free throw percentage on the year. Oh, I guess he is at 60.4%. DeSavia. Good outside shooter, though. 6'7 from São Paulo, Brazil. First shot up and good. 6'7 sophomore. There are some who are freshmen on this team, including Kenny Jarvis and Tank Collins and David Henderson. So CSI will be tough again next year. DeSavia hits both of them. Correction, DeSavia, those are his first two free throws of the night. I was looking at Brian Tucker's. 67-61, six-point lead by CSI. This could be a turning point right now. Dixie on that zone at the angle that goes to Corby McDaniel. In the lane to Jerm Williams. Williams turns around with the right hand, partially deflected by Tucker. And Tucker, who has been the leading block man, has had his hands on a lot of basketballs tonight, Mike.
And that's a big, big play. Dixie down by 6, could go down by 8 or 9 right now as Tucker got high just to get a finger on the ball to knock it away.
At the point, Tucker out near the 10-second line, leaves it for Karst. CSI to Tank Cullen. CSI trying to nurse this one home. They have the six-point lead, trying to shut down Dixie. To Reynolds to the baseline. Reynolds, left-handed shot up. No goaltending as Collins got the basket in. Reynolds gets points 11 and 12. 8-point lead by CSI. Timeout Dixie with 4:41 left in the game. Back in 60 seconds.
Buy your Baylinder boat today from Motor Sportsland and don't pay until ski season. That's right. You can buy a new Baylinder boat at low winter inventory clearance prices during Motor Sportsland's layaway sale. For as low as 10% down, you can own a fishing boat, bass boat, outboard, inboard, sun cruisers, open bow boat, and they're all from Baylinder. And payments don't begin until ski season gets underway in April. That's Motor Sportsland, where they've just begun making hot steals on boats. Motor Sportsland, 1500 South Hilton Drive. The Dixie Rebels, just keep on winning. You can be a winner, too, when you do your banking at Sun Capital Bank. You get full-service banking with interest rates as high as anyone's. All accounts FDIC insured. You can even get interest-bearing checking at Sun Capital. It's a safe place to put your money. You can choose from top-interest CDs, money market, regular savings, or other plans to meet your money-saving needs. Conveniently located on South Bluff and on 100 East, Sun Capital Bank, the money place.
69-61, Dixie by 8 points, and Mike, this is going to be a critical time for Dixie.
A very, very critical time. 8 points in a game like this, as we mentioned about 3 or 4 minutes ago, that it looked like neither team was going to be able to pull away by more than 3 or 4 points. Now CSI has used some mistakes by Dixie to get the 8-point lead. Dixie may be forced to go to the 3-point bomb, and in this game, it's just not been there.
The defenses have been the story tonight. The zone by CSI, the tight man-to-man by Dixie. To the high post to White. White, turnaround right-hander, in and out. Rebound, Steve Andrus. Head fakes back to the basket, and Andrus has three baskets on the night. 6 points, Dixie back within six. 69-63, ball stolen by Darren Jones. DJ to the basket, layback shot good. DJ, a little razzle-dazzle, went around his man, and two quick steals by Dixie, two quick baskets, Karst into forecourt. Dixie will put the clamps on. Jones up over the back of Karst. Karst hurting, coming, and Jones has his first personal. To the free throw line, Karst to shoot 1-1, and Karst is the best free throw shooter on the team. Karst on the year, let's double check, shooting 78.8%. He is the best, and he is the man who sent the game into a second overtime last year with a pressure free throw. 69-65, 4:11 left in the ball game. CSI with a 4-point lead. Dixie has brought it back from eight. Has never had more than a 1-point lead here in the second half. Karst, the shot good. Karst is now 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Total of 6 points on the night for Dale Karst. 4:11 left in the game. Quite a contingent of CSI fans down, too. Second shot up, no good. Rebound torn away by Andrus. Torn away from him, but Mark Miller comes up with it. So Karst, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Dixie trails by 5. Jones looks for help. Out in front to Mark Miller. Back to Jones. Jones gets it to Andrus. Andrus against Acevedo. Out in front to Miller. To Darryl White. In the free throw lane. Jump shot good. Darryl White. 21 points on the night for Darryl White. That's his region average. Dixie back within 3. 70-67. The pressure is on. Karst still in backcourt. Pass comes into forecourt to Keith Reynolds. Dixie scrambling. Playing good team defense. Karst looks for help. At the angle it goes to Tank Collins. CSI having to work for every point. Stepping on the sidelines, Collins right in front of the CSI coaching staff, and so there's no argument there. Out of bounds to Dixie. 70-67. Pass goes to White, to DJ. Back to Darryl White. White to the baseline to Steve Andrus. Jump shot from the angle. Partially deflected by Tucker again. Rebound brought down by Collins. Collins in the lane, right to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound, Darren Jones. Finger roll up over the front of the rim. Did not go. Pass to the baseline to Darryl White. Follow away right-hander. White, good. Dixie within one. 70-69 against the fourth-ranked team in the nation. Back to Keith Reynolds in backcourt. Lead pass comes to Tank Collins. And Collins leaves it for Dale Karst. Karst looks for help. Karst back to Keith Reynolds. Reynolds, right side to Tank Collins. Deeper into the right corner to Dale Karst. Karst looks for help. Karst against Darren Jones. Jones had a notion on the steal. It wasn't there. 1-point lead by CSI. 2:42 left in the game. 70-69. Tire de Sevilla against McDaniel, DeKarst, to Reynolds. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. DeKarst to the baseline to Tucker. Tucker leans in with a right-hand shot. No good. They call a travel on Tucker. And Fred Tankel is upset about with Tank Collins. Apparently, Collins did not make the move on the offense that he should have.
That's what he wanted to get. That was an excellent play by the defense of Dixie, reaching in and getting a hand and forcing him to make that move and big turnover.
Pass into forecourt quickly to Miller, back to Jones. Dixie with a chance to take the lead with 2:20 left in the game. Miller looks for help to Darren Jones. Jones wants to get that penetration. It isn't there to Mark Miller. Back out in front of Darrell White. Back to Jones. Dixie being patient. To Corby McDaniel, trying to find the big kid underneath to Steve Andrews. Three-point attempt by Jones. No good. Rebound salvaged by Miller to Darrell White in the lane. Jump shot. Good. There's a foul. Foul is on Tucker, and that's number four on the big 6'10 kid. And the fans are in the game.
And they ought to be. This is the thing that Dixie has had to do all time, is get inside. And let's give credit where credit is due. Mark Miller saved that play by leaping, grabbing the ball as he was falling out of bounds, getting it back in. And, of course, give credit to Darrell. And I'll tell you, once again, we're watching Darrell take over, and he is doing the offensive duties and doing them well.
Darrell White with 6 baskets this half, 14 points this half, 25 points on the night. And Darrell White almost willing this team to victory. A long ways away. Free throw good. 2-point lead, Dixie. Largest margin of the second half, 72-70. Sergio Gomez in backcourt to Jarvis. Blocking foul. No, they call the offense. Jarvis with a personal foul, and I think, Mike, that one may have been caused by the crowd.
It could have been. The crowd is really into this game. The noise level's unbelievable in here. And the Dixie right now is doing everything right. A little play action, perhaps. The crowd in it. Hey, that's what the home court advantage is all about.
A minute 55 left in the game. Sergio Gomez out. De Sevilla back in. Dixie, is it four corners against that zone? No, 72-70. Dixie starting the offense from way out in front. Dixie will take some time. They have the 2-point lead. A minute 44 left in the game. No matter what takes place, this has been a wild one and a great defensive show. Dixie willing to take some time off that clock. De Sevilla and White doing a little tussling underneath to Mark Miller. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Now Dixie to start the offense. Miller looks for help. Out in front it goes to Darren Jones. Dixie wants the penetration to Darrell White. White, jump shot, partially deflected in midair by De Sevilla and taken out of the air by CSI. So Dixie does not get the shot. Timeout by CSI. A minute 12 left, 72-70. Dixie back at 60.
Take time out. Refresh yourselves with snacks and drinks from the Minute Market, where you can get ice cream sandwiches this month for only 25 cents. Pepsi in 8-pack, 16-ounce bottles on sale now for only $3.39. Or any brand soft drinks in 12-ounce cans also on sale. Any flavor, too. No standing in line and 7 easy-to-find locations in St. George, Washington, Cedar City, Hurricane, or Mesquite. And remember, it only takes a minute at the Minute Market.
Yes, when I look for the exquisite, the unique, and fine gentleman's clothing, I go to Adrian's.
Hey, at Adrian's, it's the value.
Yes, the values are outstanding, of course, but Adrian's has that perfect combination of selection, quality, and service. Dave and Matt Ferguson take the utmost care whenever I step into the store.
I tell you, at Adrian's, it's a value.
Sorry, chap, it's the classic haberdasher attitude, the best.
It's a full ass.
It's superlative.
A reasonable.
First class.
Inexpensive.
Adrian's. 50 North Main, St. George.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
72-70, Dixie with a 2-point lead. We will have to play defense. And tomorrow night we do this again, only doubleheader style. We begin with Dixie versus Treasure Valley and follow that immediately with BYU, Utah. Woo! Dixie's 890 KDXU. 72-70, Dixie with a 2-point lead, but they'll have to play defense. They have the two little guards in there, Dale Karst and David Henderson, Jerm Williams, Darwin Russell, White, Andrus and McDaniel predicted. De Sevilla, Jarvis, and Collins up front. Not that big a front line, and the two little guards. CSI wants a good shot. Anderson to Cars. Cars looks for help. Out in front it comes to Anderson to Desave in the lane. Jump shot partially deflected. Rebound McDaniel. On the floor, they call it out of bounds to Dixie. Touch last by CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie, and that's one of the few times a deflected shot by a Dixie defender.
That time, and Dixie was doing everything that time. They went up, they had three men around Dave Sylvain as he went up. No one touched him, but the hands were in the air enough to make him change the arc of his shot just enough to get it off, and then the bounce went Dixie's way. Under a minute to go.
72-70, 53 seconds left in the game. Darren Jones and Mark Miller back in at the guard line. 2-3 zone by CSI. Fred Trankel giving instructions. Trankel has done an excellent job with these Golden Eagles. Dixie, being a little patient with the basketball, holding on to it. They're going to run some time off that clock. They want the four-point lead if they can get it. Take as much time off that clock as possible. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Dixie into four corners. Now when do they start it? The clamps will be put on by the guards. To Darren Jones. Left angle, it goes to Corby McDaniel. They want Darryl White. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Darren Jones. At the point, Jones under pressure. Bounce pass to Andrus. Hook shot with the right hand. In and out. Rebound Dixie. Or is it lost by CSI? Yes, it's rebound Dixie. Touch last by CSI. 9 seconds left. Timeout CSI 72-70. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Now at Motorsportsland, America's number one folding trailer, Coleman. Imagine pulling your RV and only using 1 gallon extra gas per 100 miles. That's right. Coleman camping trailers are fuel efficient as well as less money, easier to tow, lightweight, and Coleman comes complete with the best warranty in the industry. To celebrate Coleman trailers' arrival at Motorsportsland, you'll receive up to $500 cash back with your purchase. You can use the cash as your down payment, as a price discount, or just take the money. That's Coleman now at Motorsportsland. If you're looking for a loan, you should see a loan officer at Sun Capital Bank. They have the expertise to analyze your needs and arrange the type of loan that will best suit you. You'll get competitive interest rates. If it's a home loan, auto, business, or personal loan, doesn't matter. Sun Capital has them all. It's full-service banking at its finest. At Sun Capital Bank, with locations on South Bluff and at 100 East. Stop in Sun Capital today. Sun Capital Bank, the money plays.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
72-70, Dixie with the lead, and we'll have the ball out of bounds on the missed shot, the rebound off of McDaniel, but it was touched last by CSI. I was just noticing Greg Croshaw, the football coach across the way, and baseball coach Gordon Jolly, who begins his season, by the way, tomorrow against the BYU JV, doubleheader for the baseball team, looking rather relaxed. They can let Ken Wagner sweat this time. 9 seconds left in the game. Dixie needs the inbound. Corby McDaniel trying to find somebody. The count is on. 5 seconds, or is it timeout Dixie? Timeout Dixie. As CSI did the job on the inbounds. 9 seconds left. 72-70 Dixie. Let's take another 60-second break.
The view is always better at the top, and so is the food. That's why you'll enjoy Paula's Mexican Restaurant. Located on the ridge, Paula's view is the best. The atmosphere delightful and the food delicious. In her location on the ridge, Paula proudly serves her famous favorites, and she's added some new tasty items to her menu. At Paula's, the food only tastes expensive. So come to the top. Come to Paula's for delightful dining, reasonable prices, and friendly service. Located high on the ridge on North Bluff, across from North Bluff Street Park.
Painter Sun Country Chrysler wants you to be a winner in the new America's Winners program. You can get up to a $1,500 consumer cash allowance on selected models. And Dodge is offering 7.8% financing on the new 1988 full-size Dodge pickups. Four-wheel drives are included. Stop into Painter Sun Country Chrysler and mention the Dixie Super Shoot Contest. Take a demo ride in a D50 pickup and get a free Super Shoot t-shirt. Painter Sun Country Chrysler, 1600 Hilton Drive at the Southgate Business Park.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Inbounds from McDaniel to Miller, and there is a quick foul, and that will go to David Henderson chasing the basketball. Henderson will get the personal foul and will put Mark Miller at the free throw line. Miller to shoot 1-1. Darwin Russell hoping for the two-shot intentional.
Yeah, he was doing a little shadow behind there. He was hoping for the two-shot. This is a couple of very big free throws right now for Dixie. Two by Mark Miller could just about put this away with 5 minutes because Dixie could almost afford to let CSI go down and shoot from anywhere they want. With the two, if he misses the first, there's very much a good opportunity for CSI to be in the game. So the pressure is definitely on Mark Miller at the line.
5 seconds left. CSI wants the timeout. They let Miller go to the line, and then they want the timeout. 72-70. Let's take another 60-second break. Dixie with a two-point lead.
The Dixie Rebels. Just keep on winning. You can be a winner, too, when you do your banking at Sun Capital Bank. You get full-service banking with interest rates as high as anyone's. All accounts FDIC insured. You can even get interest-bearing checking at Sun Capital. It's a safe place to put your money. You can choose from top-interest CDs, money market, regular savings, or other plans to meet your money-saving needs. Conveniently located on South Bluff and on 100 East, Sun Capital Bank, the money place.
Hey, are you thirsty? You want a cold drink to sip on as you work? Well, Minute Market has the answer and a great special this month. Buy three drinks in their new 32-ounce Minute Market paper cup and you'll get one free. That's right, free. But please, don't fight over who gets the free one. With this special, everyone at work can get one. There are 7 locations to serve you in St. George, Washington, Cedar City, Hurricane, and Mesquite. And remember, at the Minute Market, it only takes a minute.
72-70. Dixie with a two-point lead. Mark Miller looking awfully somber at the free throw line.
I don't blame him a bit. That's the place I would not want to be at this moment. I mentioned a few minutes ago the pressure is really on him right now. And Dixie's going to put just one man up in Darryl White in case of a miss. The rest are back.
47% free throw shooter is 1-1. First one good. Miller is 1-for-2 on the night. And Mark Miller, Hank Collins had a little basketball thrown from the floor and hit him, and he fired it back into the crowd. He was upset. And the official, Mike Brooks, comes over to warn about anything being thrown on the floor. Appropriately so. Second shot of the 1-1, stops and good. Miller makes it a four-point lead. 5 seconds left in the game. Hank Collins, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound gathered in. Jarvis puts it up and in. It will not count. Dixie wins 74-70. 74-70. Fred Trinkle, Steve Irons, the coaches for CSI, come over to shake hands with the Dixie coaches. And the Dixie and CSI players shaking hands. Great victory for Dixie. CSI will still have the championship. Dixie gathering together, but that's just what Dixie wanted, was the momentum. 74-70, 90-second break. We'll be right back.
Transport Tire is new to Southern Utah. They are not new to the tire business. Transport Tire has been serving the people of the Intermountain West for 14 years. Transport Tire carries a complete line of heavy-duty tires for motorhomes and commercial vehicles. Manager Lynn Morris wants you to know you'll find the same quick service for your family car. Their oversized bays and 24-hour roadside service make them popular with the professional drivers. Transport Tires and Bridgestone at I-15 and Riverside Road in St. George. Make it your first choice in tire service.
Yes, when I look for the exquisite, the unique, and fine gentleman's clothing, I go to Adrian's.
Hey, at Adrian's, it's of the value.
Yes, the values are outstanding, of course, but Adrian's has that perfect combination of selection, quality, and service. Dave and Matt Ferguson take the utmost care whenever I step into the store.
I tell you, at Adrian's, it's a value.
Sorry, chap, it's the classic haberdasher attitude, the best.
It's a burlesque.
It's superlative.
A reasonable.
First class.
Inexpensive.
Adrian's. 50 North Main, St. George.
Mommy, how can Daddy catch an achy cold? He's a doctor.
Doctors catch colds, too.
What's he gonna take?
He wants...
Wouldn't you just love to find out what he'd take for it? So did we. So we asked doctors. In a nationwide survey, doctor after doctor said to relieve their achy colds, they would take the formula in Dristan over the formulas in Actifed, Sudafed, and Dimetapp combined. Yes, Dristan. One of those doctors could have been yours. Ask him. Dristan. Right for doctors. Right for you. Use only as directed.
With a minute left in the game, it's Ricks on a comeback. They're leading Northern Idaho 103-101. And we'll give you a final in just a minute.
Back at the Burns Arena, if you look at the scoring statistics, fairly even all across the board. The final score 74-71. Dixie will be no worse than tied for second place. And if Dixie can come up with a victory tomorrow night against Treasure Valley, they will finish at least tied for second place, depending on what happens with Salt Lake Community College tonight. CSI has already wrapped up the league championship and will go in as the number one seed. And if Snow College continues what they're doing against Treasure Valley, it'll be CSI versus Snow. The next question is, who will be Dixie's opponent And how does it go the rest of the way? As CSI loses tonight, only the third loss on the year for CSI, the second in conference play. CSI now goes to 15-2 in conference play. Dixie, on the other hand, now goes to 12-5 on the year, as the Rebels will at least be tied for second place. Quite a night tonight, and Mike, it's going to be tough to make a selection on our KDXU St. George Tire Center player of the game. I would almost lean to Mark Miller for his defense and the pressure free throws.
There are a couple of players and a couple of instances in the ball game, Larry. You could go back. At one point, I was leaning very heavily back to Corby McDaniel because in the start of the second half, he seemed to be the man with the mission. He came out strong. He hit some excellent shots. He did some good rebounding. The one slam he had, he did it with authority. And then down later in the second half, here comes Darryl White, the man with the mission once again, and he really started to play. That return, or that slam dunk off of a miss was tremendous. He was high in the air, got the ball off the miss, and just jammed it right back home, and he hit a couple of shots. And then Mark Miller comes through with the heroics, and I would almost tend to agree with you. Well, not almost, I would tend to agree with you. Mark Miller really, down the stretch, I think, made a couple of plays, and I still go back to that play where he jumped out of bounds, grabbed the ball, and returned it back in, allowing Dixie to get the lead, and then Mark Miller stepped to that free throw line coolly, canning two free throws, which really, in essence, gave Dixie an insurmountable lead with 4 points with 9 seconds to go.
Dan, real quick, your reaction to this game, assistant at New Mexico State.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent basketball game, one of the better ones I've seen this year. I see a lot of basketball games. This is one of the most exciting.
I assume that there will be a crowd here for the Region 18 championship.
Boy, there should be. If there's not a crowd for the people around this area, a lot of college coaches will be here, I guarantee that.
Dan, congratulations on a successful year at New Mexico State. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Dan Dion, assistant, former assistant at Weber, now an assistant at New Mexico State. There are some coaches here tonight. It's nice to see Dan Deodor out. Getting to know him very well. I keep bumping into him all over the place. Mark Miller is the man that's coming out, and I think that's appropriate. As Dixie wins 74-70, Mike is quickly working on the statistics. Let's take another 90-second break, and we'll be back with Mark Miller back in 90 seconds.
Every time you speak, people judge you by the words you use. To make a powerful impression, you need a powerful vocabulary. You need verbal advantage. Achievement Dynamics' new audio cassette tape program that teaches you proper pronunciation, meaning, and usage. Verbal advantage gives you the word power you need to succeed. All you have to do is listen. For information, call now. 1-800-28-TAPES. 28-T-A-P-E-S. That's 1-800-28-TAPES.
GMAC makes driving the new GM car or truck of your dreams easy. Just bring your dream to your GM dealer and let GMAC help make it come true.
The
official sponsor of America's Dream.
I feel the rhythm of the road coming on strong. Fill up 66, keep me moving along. It's the good things that keep you going.
For super clean, unleaded gasolines, come to Phillips 66. Good things for cars and the people who drive them.
It's the good things like Phillips 66. Good things for cars and the people who drive them.
Dixie wins 74-70 tonight, makes a doubleheader sweep as the Dixie ladies finish their season with a 67-63 victory. Let's finish up a little of the paperwork right now for Dixie, who had lost three straight to College of Southern Idaho, the last two last year and the one in Twin Falls. This ends that three-game losing streak to CSI, brings Dixie back to a 12-18 record against CSI. And we'll set the stage for the Region 18 championships next week. Mark Miller was pointing at a couple of little brothers out on the floor. They're quite a bit younger than you, Mark.
Yeah, I got two younger and one older. And three sisters also.
The family was out in here in force to cheer you on.
Yeah, they usually come when they can to all the home games.
Let's talk a little bit. We made the comment that you looked somber when you went to the free throw line there at the last. What sort of things were going through your head?
I tell you the truth, I was scared to death. But I mean, I haven't been shooting my free throws too well, but I mean, like in high school a lot, I was always put into this situation, so I don't know, I felt pretty confident.
Back to the good old days then.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
CSI, are they as tough as they were at Twin Falls?
They were. I mean, like, they're missing Gomez, you know, he was a big part of their game, but I think they played pretty well here, but I think we've gotten a lot stronger also.
This looked to be a constant defensive struggle between the two teams.
Yeah, it was. We played real tough defense, both teams.
Now, especially from 5 minutes left in the first half on for Dixie.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to last minutes of games, our defense always seems to get tightened up, you know, and that's what you want on a ball team.
What sort of instructions were going to you and DJ at the last when Ken Wagner called you over?
When
right at the last of the ball game, what sort of instructions did you and DJ get on each of the timeouts?
Just to, you know, put tight defense on them, tight pressure defense, and, you know, no fouls, just kind of contained, but, you know, put pressure on the ball.
The passing was better in the second half than in the first.
Yeah, it was a lot better. But I don't know why, but when it comes down to it, we always play, you know, we take care of the ball.
Tomorrow night, you have Treasure Valley. Will there be a letdown?
I don't think so. I think the team right now is on a high. You know, we're ready to go in. You know, the region tournament's coming up. I think you'll see a real good game tomorrow. We'll do good.
Can you do it again? You may have to go through CSI one more time.
I think we can. I'm pretty confident in our team right now. We're playing well. And if we keep it up, I think we have a good chance of going all the way.
What about the crowd tonight? That seemed to be a pretty noisy crowd coming down the wire.
Oh, yeah, they were great. I mean, especially at the end when we started doing, you know, our comeback. I think they helped us out a ton. They're great.
What about CSI? That zone defense is still kind of tough to deal with.
Yeah. It wasn't as tough as last time, though. I mean, they kind of set back more. I mean, we had shots that, I don't know, we kind of, you know, got off to a bad start on threes. Well, Darwin hit a few, but all in all, we you know, we didn't shoot good, but it was, you know, it was all right, I guess. It wasn't anything special.
Let's talk about Mark Miller. Your old high school coach is over at Utah Tech, but you chose to come to Dixie.
Yeah.
I'll put you on the spot. Why?
No particular reason. I just thought, you know, Dixie, I could have gone there, but, you know, I've always liked Dixie, you know, and it's, you know, the weather's good here, and the basketball program, I think, is a whole lot better than it is down there.
Has it been all that you'd hoped to be when you thought about coming to Dixie?
Yeah, I can say it is. You know, most freshmen don't really come in and get to play as much, you know, as I have. You know, and I'm thankful. You know, I am appreciative.
A lot of the secret for Dixie recently has been the defense by the guards. That seemed to really come on mid-year.
At first, Coach was really honest, you know, cause he thought, you know, this year's team could have been the best defensive team ever. And I think we were kind of lackadaisical at the start, but we've been working real hard in practice at, you know, pressure defense, and I think it's paying off.
It gets tighter as it goes now.
Yeah, it does.
Do you like these types of games?
When we win.
I think that's appropriate. Mark, what are your plans after Dixie?
I plan on serving a mission just after this next year. Then after Dixie, you know, I'd like to either go to BYU or Utah, somewhere in the States. But, you know, I'll go anywhere where I can play. I want to play out.
You want to follow basketball?
Yeah.
What about education-wise? What would you like to do?
I haven't really decided, but somewhere in the business, you know, business major.
So after this year, it's a mission, then it's back to Dixie?
Yep.
And then it's on to a four-year school, hopefully.
I hope so.
Mark Miller, a little bit of your background. You're from Brighton High School.
Yeah. Well, I grew up, I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, until I moved to Salt Lake when I was 13. And, yeah, I graduated from Brighton High School last year.
So this puts you on both sides of St. George, having grown up in Vegas and lived in Salt Lake.
Yeah, I've been on both sides.
Was missing the warm weather part of the reason you came back?
I kind of like Utah weather, you know, the cold, but I like this weather right now is the perfect weather. I like it.
Does it make any difference to you who you'll be facing in Region 18? It looks like it could be Ricks or CEU. Outside chance of North Idaho, but it looks like most likely Ricks or CEU.
I want to play Ricks on him, get a win on him.
One more shot.
Yeah, we'll get him this time.
The revenge factor.
Yeah, very much.
Mark Miller, congratulations on a super effort tonight. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Mark Miller, our KDXU St. George Tire Center player of the game. He'll receive a beautiful trophy from Dixie Trophy at the next Colonel's Club meeting. Let's take another 90-second break. We'll be back with a statistical story and a visit with Coach Ken Wagner back after this 90-second break.
Winter's here. So how do you cope with a tough winter cold? Listen to Dennis Andrews.
When I feel terrible, I want something that's going to work quick. Alka-Seltzer Plus clears up my congestion, the pounding in my head, the runny nose. I hate the runny nose, the watery eyes.
That's Dennis Andrews for Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine.
It's a lifesaver for me because it gives me what I want. I want to feel good and I want to look good. And I stick with something that works.
Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine. Fast, effective relief for tough winter colds. Use as directed.
Sears has it. A radial tire with two steel belts and all-season tread for as low as $22 per tire. That's four for $88. That's right. The B155 ADR13 Guardsman radio is just $88 for four. Where else but Sears would you expect quality like that at a price like this? So make Sears your tire headquarters and hurry in for fast installation with no appointment necessary days, nights, and weekends.
It's more for your life.
We install confidence.
And Sears.
Baseline jumper. Yes, Boston up by two with five on the clock. I'd love to know what's going through Laker coach Pat Riley's mind right now.
Why did I eat such a big lunch the day of a Boston game?
What will Coach Riley pull from his bag of tricks?
Where's the Rolaids in acid?
When your stomach acts up, reach for Championship Relief. You know how to spell it. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Use only as directed.
The Lakers drive. The shot. Yes, overtime.
Good thing I skipped dessert.
Some scores to pass on to Larry there at the Burns Arena. We have from the state tournament, Judge Memorial and Tempview. Well, Tempview will be in the final tomorrow night, 82-67 winner. And Mountain Crest and Pineview underway in the first quarter. Pineview leads that in an early score, 12-11. From Region 18, it's Ricks over North Idaho, 103-102. Ricks down by 10 at halftime, came back to win that at home. And snow blasted Treasure Valley 110-97. Larry?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Brian. That puts snow definitely into the region championship tournament, and the matchup will be snow versus College of Southern Idaho. Mike, quickly the statistics, then I'll go over the scoring, then we'll talk with Coach Ken Wagner.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. In the shooting, first of all, for the victorious Dixie College Rebels, I mentioned at the first half they had put up 23 shots, which is much less than normal, connecting on 11 of those for 48%. In the second half, they put up more shots, hit less, 15 out of 32 for 44%. So from the ball, these are only two-point shots, so from two-point range, shooting 46%. Only shooting about 26% in the game on the three-point range. Really, Russell, the only one putting up any more than one from the three-point range. Dixie putting a four up in the first half and connecting three out of 11 in the first half, one out of four in the second half. Overall shooting tonight, 30 out of 70 for 40% in both two-pointer and three-pointers. CSI in a two-point field goal shooting tonight was 43% in the first half, dropped off just slightly to 40% in the second half, and they did not hit a three-point shot tonight. CSI only shot four in the entire ball. They did hit one. They hit one out of four in the first half, did not shoot one in the second half. There we go. So one out of four for the ball game. But from all shots put up tonight for CSI, 68. They hit on 27 of those for right around, again, 40%. So both teams shooting evenly, and that really bore out the score, 74-70 final here. So neither team really putting it up in the putting up a lot of shots, as Dixie has shot as high as 90, 95 shots in a ballgame. Tonight, just 70. But they hit them when they counted down that final stretch and do come away with the victory.
That's quite a wrestling match going on right in front of us. Let's take a look at the CSI scoring. Off the bench, David Henderson, who had 22 against Dixie in Twin Falls, finishes with three field goals, 6 points. Greg Jose played in the first half, did not score. Kenny Jarvis off the bench hit five field goals, a total of 10 points. Sergio Gomez, two field goals, both in the first half, a total of 4 points. Among the starters, Dale Karst, two field goals, two for three from the free throw line, 6 points. Keith Reynolds held down in the second half, only had one field goal in the second half, finished with four field goals, one of them a three-pointer, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Tank Collins got loose a little bit in the second half, finished with five field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 12 points. Brian Tucker had a good night, 4 field goals, 0-for-1 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points, but he had a lot of deflected shots on the night. And for Caio DeSavea finished with 5 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points, so 4 men in double figures.